45-yard run, and the handoff, running the corner and sprinting into the end zone for the two-point try. Jared Button, 24-0 Albany, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Our scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in west of Whitten Falls. Here see Jake Kertosha in Auburn. It is a three-play, 60-yard drive, a 45-yard run by quarterback Kemper Klein, and a two-point conversion run to make it 24-0. Albany with the lead over Bound City. Here's the kick. And the kick will get to the deep man of the 20-yard line this time. 25 and knocked down around the 27 or 28-yard line will be the Panther return man on the return for the Panthers that time, Nick Ivy. He is hit and dropped by Andrew Wiles, a sophomore. And Mound City will have the ball first down and 10 at their own, we're going to call it 28. We'll call it the 28-yard line. 5:01 to go here in quarter number one. Quarterback Gillenwater keeps it around the right side, looking for room. They spread him out. He turns the corner, gets pushed out of bounds on the far side of the Albany bench. He'll move the ball out across the 30 to about the 34-yard line. So a gain of about six for quarterback Cole Giller. It really didn't appear that he was moving up the field, but he was. He just kept going forward as he was running laterally that time. It ends up second down and about 4 yards to go. Spots the ball at the 34-yard line now. Split back set. Run blitz coming. They hand off, and Mound City runs right into that blitzer that time. Coming across there and getting the stop with Seth Miller. Freshman, looks like, 64, I believe. And Brandon Quinn just didn't have anywhere to go. He took that handoff, and they popped him as soon as he got it. It's going to be a loss of two on the play. So it brings up third down and eight. Sutton comes out of the ball game. Mound City playing double tight end sets. The back split in the backfield. They have ran this same offense for years. It has been very successful. Turn, Gillenwater rolls right, wants to throw, looks, throws, he is getting hit. It's intercepted at the Albany 35-yard line. Catching it and returning it back up the field that time, Porter Davis. Porter Davis makes the interception. He'll return it from his own 35 to the Mound City 32-yard line. A 13-yard return and the turnover against Mound City. So now, again, the ball goes to Albany with 3:53 to go in this first quarter. They have the ball at the Mound City 32-yard line. 3:53 to go. Quarterback calling the count, looking, wants to throw. His man breaks loose deep, throws it, and it's tipped. It's intercepted by Gillenwater off the deflection. He's back to the 10, 20, out to the 25, 30, 35, and pushed out of bounds on the Mound City sideline. There goes the water cooler. There goes the Gatorade. Quarterback Kemper Klein came over. He couldn't get his momentum stopped. Coach Taylor Sandiford goes over and says, "You okay, young man?" He puts him. He had a man open. The ball just hung up in the air too long. And Mound City able to get the ball back. Cole Gillenwater with the interception for Mound City. He caught that just outside the goal line. We'll call it a return of about 30 yards. So each team turns it over here, back-to-back. And now Mound City has the football at their own 35-yard line, and they catch a break here. Let's see if they can do something with it. With 3:39 to go here in quarter number one. Split back set for Gillenwater. Again, 33 stack defense. Gillenwater bootlegged to the right side. He avoids one man, and he was not able to get back to the line of scrimmage. Coming across there was senior Truman Runnels, and he got the mound to the quarterback in his sights and knocked him down for a yard loss on the play. Mound City having a tough time getting that running game going. In there on that play for Mound City, they had Kane Durr in there, a 150-pound sophomore, and also August Meadows, a 130-pound sophomore. They were in there at the end of that time. Noah Oswald, the 220-pound senior, leads the Panthers over the football on second down and 12 now. Again, we get a timeout called by Mound City. Trailing 24-0 in the first quarter. Timeout Mound City. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085. Or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City. City, Missouri.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
2:53 to go in the first quarter. Mound City facing second down and nearly 12 here. Coach Sanford and Coach Tenney called the timeout to talk it over with the offense. And the Panthers come out. They'll line them up. Split back set, Brandon and Ivy in the backfield. Inside handoff, Ivy will take the handoff there. No, that was Brandon. I thought that looked like him. So Quentin Brandon gets back what was lost on the previous play, the yard. And Mound City just losing the battle at the line here right now. Three down line with a defensive end coming up on the right side, a linebacker sneaking up, so five men up in the box. Turn, Gillenwater rolling to the left, throws it back over his shoulder, and it is intended over here on the near side for Mound City for Brad Sutton. Defender jumped in front of him, got his hands on the football, and Mound City will now face fourth down and 10. At their own 35-yard line, again, Quentin Brandon in to punt it away, it would appear. Man back deep right now will be Cole Emerson. Brandon hits it, this one off the side a little bit. Caught at the 15, the 20, 25, a full head of steam at 30, 35, and a midfield. Up the field with the football, killed Emerson. He came flying up and caught that ball. It was just not in the middle field, moving off to the side a little bit. A pretty good punt, but it was a good return. He caught that at his 15. He returned that 27 yards, where it will be Albany ball at the Mound City 38-yard line with 2:04 to go here in quarter number one. Football tonight on sister station KTNC. It is Auburn at Wahoo. There's no score there at the end of the first quarter tonight. Sacred Heart up 8-0 with 11:52 to go out of Waco against Nebraska Lutheran. Here's a handoff straight ahead carrying the football, Jared Bunton for the Warriors. Off the bottom of the pile defensively for Mound City that time was Kane Durr and also Quentin Brandon. So a gain of 3 on the play. It will bring up second down, 7 to go. Split man to the left side. Two backs in the backfield. Quarterback option, late pitch. The ball's on the ground, and back on top of it was Cole Emerson. Or no, not Emerson. That was 28, not 25. Excuse me, that was Jared Button. Button got back on top of the football, and it's going to bring up 3rd and 7. No gain on the play on the fumble. I'm going to call that a team carry because they never had control of the football on the pitch. Over to get the play, Kemper Klein back in, and he is the tallest player on the field by on either team. Good athlete. All right, third down, we're going to call it 7. Right hash mark going left to right are the Warriors. Toss at quarterback to throw underneath in the flat. The ball is caught. First down. Defender breaks a tackle. Breaks another tackle. Still on his feet inside the 20. Fights his way down to the 19-yard line. Great effort after the catch over there. Again, on the reception that time, Cole Emerson did a good job running after the catch. Gets the first down. They move the ball from the 35. Now they'll spot it at the 14, a 21-yard pickup. 21-yard throw. Now it will be Warrior football. First and 10. Hand the ball straight forward. And, oh, running over a defender and inside the 5 down near the goal line. Oh, my goodness. That was Jared Bunt. You tell your running backs to deliver a blow when you're carrying the football, and Bunton just did that. From the 14-yard line, he is down to the 2.5. We'll call it a 12-yard gain, and that ends quarter number 1, 24-0. Albany with the lead. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City, your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory, 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
First and goal to go for the Albany Warriors. Start the second quarter. Warriors have the ball at the Panther 2-yard line. All right, they come over the football. Two back set. Quarterback will hand the ball, and a little crossbuck action from the left to the right. Jared Bunton runs it in from 2 yards out. That makes our score 30-0. Albany with the lead. Their fourth touchdown of this first half. This coming from with 11:57 to go in the first half. A run at Jared Bunton. Now the two-point try coming. Two backs. Klein keeps, wants to throw. Got a man over the middle. It is caught and good for another two-point conversion. Boy, he rifled that ball in there. The catch made again by Cole Emerson. 32-0, Albany with the lead. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you are choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Our scoring recap is brought to you by the fine folks at Farm Bureau Financial Services, Auburn and Falls City. See Jake or Tosh in Auburn, Weston Witt in Fall City. Hits a five-play, 38-yard drive for the Albany Warriors. Jared Button runs it in from 2 yards out after a 12-yard carry and then a two-point pass for the conversion, and it's now 32-0 Albany over Mound City. Here's the ball rolling up the field. It bounces off a Panther, and they try to fall on it and do back at about their own 25-yard line. Getting on top of that football for the Panthers that time, Kane Durr, the sophomore. So Mound City first and 10 at their own 26-yard line, we'll call it. 11:54 to go in quarter number two here at Mound City tonight. Panthers come over the ball, ready to go, and run an option. Flag comes in with the football. Quentin Brandon trying to sweep that right side. There's a flag down just behind the line of scrimmage here. Let's see what that's about. And penalty-wise, pretty well-played game so far tonight. Oh, good. A little headlight just died. That's not going to make it any easier tonight. All right. Personal foul. Blocking below the waist, Mound City. And the penalty is declined. Shot block is declined, so it's going to bring up second down and 11 as the loss on the play of 1 yard for the Panthers. Cole Gillenwater brings him up over the football. He'll split his back to the near right side. Mound City left to right here for the south end zone. Sweep to the left, and Nick Ivey ran that way. Had just a hole for just a bit. Well, I'll tell you what, Albany's defense is pretty fast, pretty big, pretty fast, and it's no gain on the play. It looked like there was a hole there for just a second, but they closed that thing down in a hurry. Clock moving, 11:15 to go here in the first half. 32-0, Albany with the lead over the Panthers. Panthers over the football. Gillenwater under center. Five-man front. Now they drop to a four-man front. And three white jersey defenders went across all at the same time and then ran into the offensive line. You would assume somebody along the Panther line probably moved, but no. Offsides against Albany. Okay.
Offside. Warriors.
So another break there for the Panthers. So now it's going to bring up a third and six for Mound City. Ball at their own. I'm going to call it the 30-yard line. Penalty against the Warriors. Third down, six. Manageable. It's a long six. Back Gillenwater, bootleg right side, has a blocker in front, but it closes down, and he's taken out of bounds and around the 32-yard line. We'll bring up fourth down at about four. Gain of a couple on the play. Coach Standard says, Quentin Brandon, punt it away. Fourth down at about five. They're at 32-yard line. They need to get to the 37, basically. Nobody back for Albany. Oh, here's the snap. It's a little low. And now it's away. I tell you what, Quentin Brandon stood there looking for someone to go downfield. He hits the ball, and it is saved, on the goal line. They tried to save it. No, they're going to mark it right at the 1 yard line. Hustling down there was Nick Ivey. He saved from going to the end zone, and Kane Durr was able to keep the ball and down it. Nice job. I'll tell you what, Brandon punter, he about waited too long to punt that. Almost got blocked. But he punted that from his own 32. Wow. Good punt. 47 yards, no return. So now let's see what Albany can do from their own 1 yard line. 10:30 to go here in quarter number two. They already lead it 32-0. Quarterback under center this time, and he just bowls his way straight forward. And he's still pulling his way forward. He's across the five, and he just keeps fighting and pushing. He's a big young man. They don't give us any weights, but He's probably 6'2", 6'3", and 190 pounds. But man, he gained 9 yards on that play. Panther defense led that time by Kane Durr. Kane, even when he got help, just could not get him off his feet. All right, once again, now second down and one at the Panther 10-yard line. Split the back behind the quarterback, and they're going to run it straight ahead with Troy Popplewell. Popplewell will get the first down. He's out to the 14-yard line, a gain of 4, and a first down for Albany. They've now ran the ball for 155 yards in this first half. 9:38 to go, up 32-0 to the Albany Warriors. Two backs, and nobody took the handoff. Quarterback's going to keep it. He breaks the tackle. He's at the 30, upended on the Mount City sideline and across the 30 at about the 32-yard line. That's going to be an 18-yard pickup and a first down for Kemper Klein. Ball out of the 34-yard line now. First down and 10, near left hash mark as they go right to left here in the second quarter. Quarterback, he kept it. He pulled it out of the belly of the running back. He to the Mount City 20, and he steps out of bounds this time instead of taking on the hit. And another big run for quarterback Kemper Klein. He handles that option well, whether he keeps it or hands it off. He'll move the ball from his own. Where are they at? Their own 32 down to Mound City's 16-yard line. 32-yard gain on the play. That puts Albany over 200 yards rushing here in the first half. Split man wide right, looking that way. The throw on a little hook pattern. Catch is made, and inside the five with the catch and run, Cole Emerson for Albany. That ball will move all the way down. Got about a 12-yard gain there and another first down. Well, they can throw it a little bit too. Now they're over the football, first down and goal at the Panther 2-yard line. Again, Kemper Klein calls the count. Kemper Klein hands it off and into the end zone over the left side of the football. Troy Popplewell with a 2-yard run and another first touchdown for the Albany Warriors. That puts them up now 38-0 here in quarter number two. Still 8:32 to go here in quarter number two. That was a 2-yard run. Troy Popplewell with his second touchdown. So a 79-yard drive. Now split man wide to the left, two backs. Quarterback keeps it, lobs it toward the corner, and the pass is complete. Caught over there in that corner of the end zone. Again, Cole Emerson on the catch. 40-0. Albany leads back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn, Nebraska, bringing this scoring recap. C.J. Kertosh in Auburn, Weston Witten, Falls City. It's a six-play, 79-yard drive, a Troy Popplewell 2-yard run, and a conversion pass. Good to make it 40-0 Albany with 8:32 to go in the first half. Line drive kick off the Mound City Panther return man. At about the 30-yard line, the ball will be recovered at the 27 or 28-yard line by Mound City. So the Panthers. Panthers having nothing go their way on either side of the ball right now. Have it at their own 27-yard line with 8:29 to go. Let's see if the Panthers can get something going here. Three down defensive lineman. Down City. Back. We'll hand the ball up. Ivy runs. Breaks a tackle. Oh, my. He paid for breaking that tackle. Coming up to pop him on the stop was the quarterback and defensive back linebacker, Kemper Klein. We got the stop. It's a gain of about three for the Panther freshman. Mound City has been held a 14-yard rushing so far. Well, Albany is over 200 yards rushing here in quarter number two. Excuse me, I should say in the first half. Split the backs. Here we go. Gillenwater runs right. Got a block and gets to the 35-yard line. And out of bounds, he'll bring up third and about one or two. This is the best. So far, honestly, this is the best amount to move the ball in these two plays right here. It's a gain of six on the play. And it's now third down and a yard for the Panthers here. Let's see if they can get first down. Beautiful night for football here at Mound City. No wind. All right, Panthers. Got to figure their two-down territory here. Third and a long one. Split back set. Back to Ivy. Hit in the backfield. Oh, my goodness. Drop back at the 30. Charging in there was Truman Runnels again. And he came flying through a hole somewhere there and knocks the Mound City back down for a six-yard loss. It's going to bring up fourth and eight. So Mound City looked like they got something going there, had a chance. And all of a sudden, here comes big defensive player. And into punt, Quentin Brandon. Brandon hits a low driver this time. It hits at the 25. It gets by the return man back at about the 12-yard line. And he goes to the ground. So, again, a good punt, about 38 yards. And the bad thing for Mound City is that's been the best part of the game so far is the punting tonight. Well, I'm not making fun of Mound City because we're so used to seeing the Panthers do so well. But, boy, they are up against a tough opponent here tonight in this Albany bunch. They have the ball at their own, I'm going to call it 13-yard line, 7:05 to go in the first half. Snap the ball back to the quarterback. He fakes, he keeps, runs the left side. Two defenders pursue, and he takes the out-of-bounds across the 20 to about the 24-yard line. Kemper Klein picks up the first down. He'll be an 11-yard gain. A couple of times he has stepped out of bounds. People say, oh, that's no way to do it. Well, yeah, it's a good way to do it. You're up 40 to nothing in the first half. Why take that hit and that punishment? Maybe get hurt. But you got a real thing going here to start this season 2-0. I'm looking like they may go 3-0 now. Here's a quick throw out to the right flat. Getting away is Cole Emerson. Makes the catch, comes all the way to midfield, all the way from the right side to the left side. That is not Emerson. That's 85 on the catch. He gets a block at the 5 and into the end zone. Kyle Burke, the senior, for the touchdown. That was 85, not 25. Kyle Burke with the touchdown from the 24-yard line. 56-yard pass play for the Warriors. Now it's 46-0, the Warriors lead. Now the try for the two-point conversion, the 6:41 mark here in quarter number two. Take the snap, hand it off on a jet sweep, coming around, taking the hand off, and the Panthers knock him down. Gillenwater stops the running back coming around that time, Kyle Emerson. 46 heavy back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Calling all sports fans, high school sports are back. Whatever your favorite sport, we know you will join Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual in supporting all of our local athletes. Auburn Insurance Service is proud to be a part of this community and looks forward to catching all of the sports action this fall. If you want a strong insurance team working for you, call Auburn Insurance Service today at 274-5340 for a quote from Grinnell Mutual and experience our policy of working together.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Our score and recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn, Nebraska. See Jake or Tosh in Auburn or West and Witt in Fall City. A two-play 67-yard drive, a 56-yard touchdown pass from Kemper Klein to Kyle Burke. Being carried 56 yards for the touchdown, and the failed two-point run makes our score 46-0. Albany with a lead, 6:41 to go in the first half. Albany leading Mound City here, 46-0. Wahoo leading Auburn, 7-0 with 2:13 to go in the second quarter. Sagan Hart and Nebraska Lutheran tied at 14 with 4:17 left in the first half out of Waco tonight. Here's the kickoff, and the Mound City return man on the short kick is back out. That is going to be, once again, Ivy. He'll be out to the 29-yard line. Just nowhere to go for Mound City. This is a smothering defense and a great offense again here for Albany. Mound City at their own 29-yard line. 6:36 to go. Mound City just needs to come up with a way to just get a first down here. They don't have one yet in this first half. Come over the football, and a defender jumped all the way across. That's how they're making the way defensive plays. They're cheating. He got caught. Coming across there that time for the Warriors was Alex Wilson, a senior. Boy, they are loaded with seniors. The coach said they had a dozen of them on this team. That's a great help this year. Next year, you never know. First and five, handed off Ivy in the backfield. Breaks one tackle and wrapped up after a gain of two or three. Ivy on the carry. Up for playing keep away from the official now. Ball got loose for a moment, and they threw it to the other official. It's loose again. Second down and three would give Ivy 2 yards on the play. So, again, Panthers huddled up, calling the play. Ball's on the far side, left hash mark here. Cole Gillenwater, the junior quarterback, calling the count. He turns, he keeps, he rolls to the right, he looks downfield, he's still looking. Pump fake, got away from one man. Squirts forward, might have got a yard before the defenders caught up with him over here on the near Mound City sideline. That'll bring up third down. They're going to call that no gain on the play. So it will bring up a third down and three after the offside penalty. Move the ball forward 5 yards. Gillenwater comes over, gets the play call. And now the Panthers break the huddle. Clock moving at 5:06 to go here in the first half. Split back formation. And back. Hand the ball off. And carry the ball forward. Quentin Brandon, the senior. 180 pounder, and Quentin just didn't have anywhere to go. Lost a yard will bring up fourth down and four for Mound City. So the Panthers go in punt formation here. Quentin Brandon ready to boot it away. Back deep for Albany this time. Once again is going to be Cole Emerson. Good snap. Excellent punt. Again, Emerson giving chase, and it hits, and it rolls away from him toward the sideline and goes out of bounds at the 9-yard line. Out of bounds to the 9. Brandon doing a great job punting the football. That's right. Anybody I have seen this year He's the best punter I've seen. I mean, that was only week three, but still, that's another excellent punt. That one. Long way up the field. Long ways up there. That one again around 40 yards. But now it is going to be Albany football, their own 9. 4:16 to go here in the first half. They lead it 46-0 over Mound City. Pine in there, a quarterback yet. Hands the ball off and a running back skirting to the outside. That's Popplewell. Popplewell will have a first down running that right side. He's the speed merchant in the backfield, it looks like. He'll move the ball from the 9 out to the 21, a 12-yard pickup, and another Albany first down. 230 yards on the ground now for Albany in this first half. Now, different formation. Two receivers, wide left, one wide to the right. Motion man out of the backfield. They throw it to him a little too hard. Popplewell not able to hang on to that one. A little bit low and a little bit too much mustard on that. Oh, they call it Mound City ball. They say it was a lateral. They're going to call that a lateral and give the ball to Mound City. So the Panthers get football deep in Albany territory at their 20-yard line. So a second turnover by Albany, an interception, and now a, you call it a fumble, it's a lateral. So from the Albany 20, 3:47 to go. And running the left side with the football for Mound City this time, carrying the water. Is going to be, let me turn that to the other side here. Running the football is Kane Durr. Kane Durr has a pickup of about 4 yards on the play. Play ended up out of bounds. The clock will stop there at the 3:40 mark of the first half. Let's see if the Panthers get one on the board here. Durr lined up at the right halfback. On the left side, once again, Quentin Brandon. Give it to Brandon. He tries the right side. He's got running room. He gets to the outside, inside the 15, and he will be marked down at around the 9-yard line. And Mound City has their first down of the ball game. There you go. They'll move the ball from the 16 to the 9, a 7-yard gain, and the Panther first down. First and goal at the 9-yard line for the Mound City Panthers. Dylan Water, back your split, he'll call the count, he'll turn, he'll give the ball up the middle, hands it off there to Brad Sutton, who's in the ball game. Sutton moves forward from the 9 to about the 7.5, I'm going to call it 2 yards, and it's second and goal, 2:55 to play in the first half. Mound City trailing 46-0. Gillenwater comes over, gets the play call. Panthers coming over the football. The ends, Tenney on the right side and Eli Caton on the left. Gillenwater under center, dropped the football. And it looks like the Panthers were able to get back on top of it. Cole able to climb his way in there and keep possession for the Panthers. And now it brings up a third down. That was just didn't get the clean exchange that time with the center. Now it's third down and 7. 2:10, the clock winding down here in quarter number 2. 5 men up on the defensive line here for Albany. Gillenwater gets the snap, rolls to his left, looks. Pressure throws, it's tipped, and it's incomplete, and it'll bring up fourth down and goal from the 7-yard line. Mount City just unable to keep that hard-charging defense out of the backfield, whether it be a running play or a pass attempt that time. They got a young man in the middle, number 64, on the defensive side here for Albany. And he is a load. Seth Miller is a freshman, and he's a big young man, and he's clogging that middle. Fourth and goal under center, toss the ball back, running the right side, Sutton hit, and he'll be dropped at the 6-yard line. He got one, and that's all the room there was that time for the Mountain City Panthers on that play. Brad Sutton just couldn't find any running room. He got 1 yard. And now Albany gets the ball back with a minute 46 to go in the half, leading 46 to nothing. They have it at their own 4-yard line, it looks like. So the fourth down play, we'll call it 6-yard line. All right, 6-yard line. Their own 6. Minute 46 to go. Albany. Turn. Quarterback hands the ball off. Popplewell running forward. Now backing up and held back and finally drugged down. Again, Caton leading the charge defensively for Mount City. That's in her bank of light or something going. Man, it got light out there all of a sudden. Popplewell picks up 9 on the first down play. Well, that gives a whole new perspective on the ball game, I'll tell you that. Lights running, see a lot better out there on the field right now. Clock at 1:15 and winding down. One back on the hip of the quarterback. They give him the football. He runs up the middle, turns to the left sideline, and taken out of bounds. Out across the 30 on the carry that time is going to be Xavier Derenfeldt. Derenfeldt will move from the 15 out to the 30, a pickup of 15 yards and a first down. Clock stops. The play went out of bounds. Quarterback hands it off again. Same player up the middle across midfield. Runs over a defensive back. 20, 15, cuts inside. Drugged down to the 9-yard line by the defense. Another excellent run there for the Jared Button for the Warriors. Button from his own 30. Picks up 40 yards on the play. Holy cow. First down and goal at the 10. Hand the ball off. Not much running room this time for the back. Carrying the ball again that time. It's going to be Bunton. Bunton picks up maybe a yard on the play. Leading the Panther tackling that time, Matt Rigger. Quarterback runs right, hands the ball off. Popplewell tries the right side. He'll run that right side. He's tackled inside the 5. Down to the 3-yard line. Gain of 6 on the play. Quarterback back, hands to Popplewell again, and he fights his way into the end zone over that right side on the last play of the first half. They will have a 2-point try coming here. 52-0 is our score now at the moment. Score coming with no time left on the clock on a 3-yard run. Now the try for the 2-point conversion. That was a Popplewell run again. Quarterback fakes left, rolls back to the right, wants to throw, says, no, I'll keep it. And he's into the end zone for a 2-point conversion. So that ends the first half. Our score, 54-0. The lead belongs to the Albany Warriors, 54-0 at halftime. We'll take a 2-minute break, then we'll come back and we'll wrap up the first that scoring drive on Sunny 101.3.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skitter TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at sendco.net.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver and Mers in Falls City. Weaver and Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver and Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver and Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver and Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
That last touchdown, our score and recap brought to you by the fine folks at the Farm Bureau Financial Services, Auburn and Nebraska, C.J. Gertosh in Auburn, Weston Witt in Falls City. Last touchdown, a three-yard run by Troy Popplewell. Popplewell caps a five-play, 74-yard drive, and then the TD run was good by Klein, and it is 54-0, the lead belonging to the Albany Warriors at halftime. They got together, they decided they will run halftime, and they are probably going to go, it looks like, with a running clock here in the second half to let the game continue here, let the kids that haven't played get in the ball game, it looks like. So 54-0 at halftime. Remember, our halftime recap coming up, brought to you by Highland Community College. It's close to home and it's far from dead. Learn more online at highlandcc.edu. We'll have that halftime report coming up after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. With regional strength and a local advantage, they're committed to serving your financial needs through qualified, individualized customer service. Visit fscbank.com to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at the Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender, NMLS number 430503.
Golden Energy is a manufacturer of grain neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at GoldenTriangleEnergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
Alan and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mound City would like to wish the Mound City Panthers success in today's game. The Mound City Panthers and Yoakum Service are two winning teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service. See them in Mound City today.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
By Highland Community College. Highly Community College, close to home, far from debt. Learn more online at highlandcc.edu. First half was all Albany. Albany, not ranked, but that's not going to be far off the way they're playing here. Mound City down 54-0 at halftime. It started early. Troy Popplewell got a 5-yard touchdown run with 10:18 to go in the first quarter to make it a 5-play, 39-yard drive. Second touchdown coming with 7:32 to go in the first quarter. A Kemper Klein 6-yard run, a 5-play, 37-yard drive to make it 16-0. Then with 5:06 to go in the first, it was Klein again, this time from 45 yards out, a 3-play, 60-yard drive. It's 24-0, and that's the way the first quarter ended. Second quarter, it was Jared Bundon, a 2-yard run, and a 5-play, 38-yard drive. That was 11:57 to go with 8:32 to go in the second. Troy Popplewell got his second touchdown on a 2-yard run to cap a 6-play, 79-yard drive and make it 40-0. With 6:41 to go in the first half, a 56-yard pass play from Kemper Klein to Kyle Burt, a 2-play, 67-yard drive. That's the first and the only extra point try they missed. It was 46-0 at that point. Mount City got all the way down on a turnover down to the 7-yard line, but could not hit the payoff, and they gave it back to Albany, and Troy Popplewell got another touchdown, this time from 3 yards out, a 5-play, 74-yard drive on the last play of the first half, and the 2-point run made it 54-0 at halftime. Our halftime wrap-up brought to you by Highland Community College. It's close to home. It's far from debt. Learn more online at highlandcc.edu. Today we're going to do the second half here. Official word, we're going to shorten the quarters to 10 minutes, and we're going to have a running clock. 10-minute quarters and a running clock for the second half. Going to go fast out here in Mountain City. You're listening to Panther Football tonight on Sunny 101.3 KLZA, Falls City and Mountain City. We'll be back after a 2-minute break, a check of the weather, more words from our sponsors, and the second half coming your way on Sunny 101.3.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mountain City, and Maitland. With regional strength and a local advantage, they're committed to serving your financial needs through qualified, individualized customer service. Visit fscbank.com to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at the Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mountain City, and Maitland. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender, NMLS number 430503. Energy is a manufacturer of grain neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
How do you make the most of your land? Well, Shaw does it with a John Deere 1025R tractor, so he can
make the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
While the Allens use a John Deere 3032E tractor to
grow about 9 acres of flowers.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. How will you make the most of yours? Nothing runs like a Deere.
Visit Hiawatha Implement at our locations in Hiawatha and Mountain City, or visit HiawathaImplement.com to learn more.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 58. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Highs level lock around 66. Cloudy skies expected. Cloudy again tomorrow night. Chance for scattered showers. Lows level lock around 50. Warmer Sunday and Monday with highs from the mid-70s to the upper 70s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty. Simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seed and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win in the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
Falls City native Hannah Seal is the newest doctor on staff, now seeing patients at Family Medicine Clinic. Dr. Seal's a Sacred Heart and University of Nebraska graduate, passionate about family medicine and building lifelong relationships with her patients. Dr. Seal has a particular passion for geriatrics and women's health and is now taking appointments at Family Medical Clinic. Call 402-245-4475 to set up an appointment with Dr. Seal in Falls City or learn more online at cmcfc.org.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back once again here to Seglinski Field in Mound City, Missouri. Albany leading Mound City here tonight by a score of 54-0 at halftime. Around the area over on KTNC, our sister station tonight, Wahoo leading Auburn at halftime by a score of 14-0 tonight. Brandy Gatula and Lucas Fresh of Wahoo bringing you that action. Sacred Heart's out at Waco tonight playing Nebraska Lutheran 20-14. The Irish lead that one at halftime. And, yes, we would have liked to have brought you that action tonight for Sacred Heart either on Sunny or on KTNC, but the technology to get you that game broadcast is – Waco is in such a spot that we just could not get it done. So let's we apologize for that. 20-14, the Irish lead that game at halftime. Back at Jug Brown Stadium at halftime. It is 2 minutes to go to halftime. It is Concordia leading Fall City 10-7. 10-7 just before halftime at Jug Brown Stadium. Concordia leading Fall City. Two teams are out there warming up. They're going to, I see Albany has got all of a whole bunch of new players. And I imagine Mount City is going to do a lot of the same. And we'll see how far we get into this. Hey, Mount City, get something going. Let the youngsters play. That's how you build your team. Let them play for the future here a little bit. I don't know if we have another 3 minute period to go or not. Next week, I will be on sister station KTNC. The Falls City Tigers travel to Boys Town, up to Omaha, take on the Cowboys. That's next Friday night over on KTNC. And next week on Sunny, I don't have my list of games with me. I don't remember what I'm doing next week. But we'll be somewhere. I'm sure of that, and my schedule is not in my list here for some reason. But more football coming your way next week for sure on Sunny 101.3. It's already our fourth game of the season. We had a double two games last week on Thursday and Friday. I believe next week, I think it is HTRS at Johnson-Brock next week. I think that's the game. Homecoming next week for Johnson-Brock. homecoming tonight up at Rockport. They're playing their game tonight for homecoming. Seems early in the year for that, but you never know. Hey, don't forget Sunday. It's Chiefs football on Sunny 101.3, Kansas City. Kicking it off at 3:25. We'll have pregame about an hour prior to that on Sunday afternoon here on Sunny 101.3. Nebraska football as they take on Georgia Southern tomorrow. That game tomorrow night, 6:30, will be on the air at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon with the pregame on KTNC and our sister station. They're going to put in our three-minute warm-up on the clock. We'll take a two-minute break. Be back with the second half kickoff on Sunny 101.3.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At US Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. US Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For U.S. Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Second half tonight at Mount City. They put 10 minutes up on the clock instead of 12, and it's going to be a running clock. Highland Community College bringing you the halftime show tonight. Check them out online. Back to the 20-yard line goes the kick, and coming back with the football is going to be Nick Ivey. And not a lot of running room there for the Panther freshman. 130-pounder. Mount City will have the football, first down and 10, and they will be at their own 28-yard line. Throw my original spotting chart away and go with my big print program here for the second half tonight. Panthers came over to the football, but we're going to have a lot of name changes. Brandon is in there, a quarterback. Quentin Brandon in a quarterback. He hands the ball off to Ivy. Ivy comes around the left side, and he'll pick up short yardage. No gain. Call it second and 10. Second down, 10 yards to go for the Mound City Panthers. They picked up 28 yards on the ground in the first half. Brandon turns, hands the ball off, and again, just nowhere to go for the Panther backs. Brandon, the quarterback, in there. Noah Oswald is still in there at center. Mound City's got their starting offensive line in there as well. Matt Rigger is in there, and Chase Meyer. Split back set, and the quarterback and the ball carrier run into each other in the backfield. Brandon keeps the ball, runs around the right side, and he gets knocked down out across the 30. At about the 34-yard line, we'll bring up a fourth down and 5. So Brandon making something out of nothing there. Gain of about 5 on the play. And now I'm sitting going to go for it, nothing to lose. Brandon turns, hands the ball off to Ivy in the backfield, and he shakes a tackle, pulls away from a man who had him around the ankle, and then he gets stacked up right at the line of scrimmage, and the Panthers turn the ball over on down into Albany. Now, Albany takes over first and 10 at the Mount City 34-yard line. And again, the clock continues to run here. They'll probably snap this ball with about 7:15 to go here in the third quarter already. Boy, they still look big up front due to the Warriors. Got a new quarterback in there. That is Chase Klein. And the ball's loose, and it bounces to Mount City. A fumble on the exchange with Zane Rippey. And the ball goes to Mount City. Third turnover against Albany. They've lost 2 fumbles and thrown an interception. Getting on top of the football for the Panthers was Nick Ivy. So Mount City will get the ball first and 10 to their own 34-yard line, right where they gave it up on downs. 6:45 to go here in the quarter. Panthers come over the football. Let's see. Let's get another different quarterback in there. Let's see. Yes. And the ball's loose. Mound City able to get back onto it. Falling on top of the football for Mound City that time was August Meadows. The ball went in the backfield. I believe that was Creighton Roop. And Panthers ended up with about a 2-yard gain on the play. Even with the fumble, they got it back. They fumbled twice. They haven't lost one yet. So let's see. Quarterback for Mound City is Creighton Roop. He'll turn. He'll give the ball off. And coming to the near left side is Peyton, I believe. So I got the right number here. Yep. With the carry, no, Kane Durr, I'm sorry, 10, not, that's 10, Kane Durr with the carry. He'll pick up yardage, he'll bring up 3rd down and 3, as he picks up 5 yards. So Durr with a 5-yard carry. Sports role models are more important than ever in today's society. You can serve as a role model with others next time you display good sportsmanship at a high school game. This message brought to you by Sunny 101.3 and the Missouri State High School Activity Association. Hand the ball off, a little off-tackle play on the right side. Running the football for Mound City again. For the Panthers, carrying it is going to be Nick Ivy. Nick just didn't have any running room. Loss of a yard on the play. So to bring up 4th down and 4, ball is right on the midfield stripe. It's 8-man football tonight here on Sunny 101.3. So here come the Panthers over the football. Split back set. Turn, toss the ball back. Ivy going to run the right side. Got away from a defender in the backfield. But good recovery by the defensive helpers there coming in to make the stop for Albany. Coming in there is Rippey. Got in there along with Miller. So that will end the Mound City possession. And with 4:05 to go in the third, it's 54-0 Albany. They have the ball at the mound, right at midfield. Turn, hand the ball off, and running the left side with the football. Getting to the sideline and putting him up and down as he goes down that left sideline, Zane Rippey. Carrying the ball, again, Zane Rippey, a sophomore. He'll move it from midfield. Ball will be spotted at the 21-yard line, a 19-yard pickup, and a 1st down. Albany ran the ball pretty much at will in this ball game against Mount Sinai. They're at 320 yards rushing in the ball game. Now, 2 backs hand the ball on the left side again, powering forward inside the 10, finally taken down over on the far sideline there. Well, Mount City's got the football. The ball was recovered by the Panthers there. Ernie Peters came up with it, a freshman. And I believe that was Wiles on the carry. At any rate, it's a fumble, and Mound City gets the ball back. Third fumble, third lost fumble for Albany. So Mound City, first down and 10. They have the ball now at their own 11-yard line. 2:34 to go when the ball is snapped. Run to the near left side and nowhere to go. Great pursuit by the defense. Carrying the football for Mound City. I don't see that number 22. Okay, that was 32. Quentin Livingood carrying the football. Good pursuit there by Albany, getting in there on that attack. Chase Klein. So it's a loss of two. Panthers over the football, also in there on the offensive line. Gage Knapp is in there. The center now for Mound City. Yep. Can't see him. Can't see his number. Hand the ball in the backfield and nowhere to go. Once again for Ivy. He is stacked up and dropped immediately there. Getting in there, Caden Griffin on the stop. So a loss of two more on the play. Clock down to a minute and a half to go here in the third. The new center for Mound City, 65, Calvin Knowles. Quarterbacking. Call the count. Turn. Toss the ball back. Run the ball on the right side and knock down to the backfield again as Kane Durr ran down there again by Zane Rippey. Mound City will lose more yardage on that play. It's going to bring up a fourth down and we'll call it 17. Loss of three on the play. So Mound City in a punt formation. The temperature dropped about 10 degrees here since kickoff, and I see now across the field the American flag blowing straight out of the north as the wind, and the flag is straight out as well now. A pretty good breeze. Punt against the wind. It's a high wobbly kick. Hits, and Mound City will down it at their own 33-yard line. Good hustle down the field by the Panthers there. Ernie Peters gets down there, and he will down the ball, and Albany will take over at the Mound City 34-yard line. They're not going to get a playoff here. That's going to be the end of the third quarter. No scoring in the third. Mound City trailing 54-0. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Fall is a busy time of year for our local farmers. Please use caution when meeting and passing farm machinery on the road. Give yourself extra time to get to your destination, and never assume a farmer knows you're near their vehicle. If you're transporting farm machinery, make sure it is equipped with an approved, slow-moving emblem. Emblems should be placed on all tractors and any implements that will be towed. Nemaha County Hospital wishes all our farmers a safe harvest season.
Mom! I got the job! I got the job!
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
This is Sunny 101.3.
In the third, the fourth quarter now, 54-0. Albany with the lead. We've got subs all around here for these teams as we get ready. The quarterback for the Warriors, Chase Klein. Klein takes the snap, fakes the handoff, runs right. Oh, nice open field tackle there on the far side. Panther defender, turn around, young man. That was a good stop, good form tackle there. August Meadows, a freshman, making the stop. It brings up second down and 5 yards to go. You look for the good things in a game like this if you're Mountain City. You got to find some positives. Mountain City playing basically with four defensive backs. Warriors snap the ball back. It's on the ground and falling on the ball. Back in the backfield that time was Hayden Griffin. Mountain City has in there a nose guard now. Grayson Egan, a freshman. Grayson in there on the defensive line, stopping up that middle. Playing three down linemen, a couple of deep linebackers, and three deep men. In the pistol set, snap the ball, hand the ball off, and the running back coming to the near left side, getting a block and running around the corner is Griffin. And Griffin is shoved out of bounds down the field there by Ivy. So the ball will move from the Mountain City 39. Actually, it was more than that. From the Mountain City 39, that's right, all the way down to the 8-yard line. Now it's a first and goal at the 9, and we get a timeout called by Mountain City. Mountain City calls timeout with 8:21 to go in the ball game, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
This school year, keep your children healthy by helping them get the sleep they need. Smartphones have several negative effects when used for any purpose close to bedtime, especially when it comes to growing kids and teens. Bright lights and activity lead to less sleep, poor sleep cycles, poor grades, and worse health. To help with a good night's sleep, make sure they avoid bright lights and encourage them to read a book or magazine before going to sleep. This health tip brought to you by Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
8:21 to go in the ball game. First and goal at the 9 for the Albany Warriors against Mountain City. Quarterback bobbled the snap. Klein, the younger brother, Chase Klein, is the younger brother of Kemper Klein. He is able to control it, and he'll move forward for a yard, maybe two on the play. Spot the ball at the 7-yard line now. Second and goal. Second and goal. Harvest moon tonight as I look up from our press box here at Mountain City. What a nice place to come do football. Option to the right side. Klein keeps. Klein in the middle. Inside the 5 and fights his way to the 3-yard line. He'll gain about 4 yards on the play. He'll bring up third down and goal now from the Panther 3-yard line. Third and goal at the 3. Panthers continue to shuffle defenders in and out of the ball game. Entering the contest right now, Quentin Libin, good at junior, 140-pounder in defensive backfield. Clock's down to 7:15 to go. Snap it back. Klein keeps. Klein throws, and it's off the fingertips. Intent over there on the far side for Creighton, or excuse me, intent over there on the other side of the page, John. Andrew Wiles, a sophomore, just couldn't quite hang on to that one. That would have been 6 more, but he had the ball go off his fingertips, out of bounds. Clock will continue to move with a running clock here. The coaches got together at halftime. They could have called the game off, could have stopped it, but they said, let's go to a running clock, and they shortened the quarter by a couple of minutes, down to 10-minute quarters. Now fourth and goal from the 4. And Klein will fake the handoff. He'll keep, and he's knocked down short of the goal line. A great one-on-one tackle out there again. August Meadows, the sophomore for Mountain City, gets him stopped short of the goal line, and the Panthers will take over the football. First down and 10 at their own 3-yard line. So Mountain City will have it first down and 10 now at their own 3. With 6:29 to go in the ballgame. The clock stops on the change of possession. Now, wait a minute. They got a first down? I didn't even realize they could get a first down there. The quarterback has his first down, and they throw. I'm confused. Oh, he got in the end zone. I'm sorry. I apologize. I missed that completely. They did not get him stopped. It looked like they had him dead to rights. And Klein goes in from 4 yards out. That was an extra pointer. I apologize. It is now 60-0, Albany with the lead. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest-growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, while I wiped the egg off my face for not realizing they had scored a touchdown, I thought for sure that the quarterback had been stopped a couple of yards short of the end zone, and I never did see an official throw his hands up or his arms up to indicate a score. So, at any rate, it's now 60-0 in our scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn. See Jake or Tosh in Auburn or Weston in Fall City. It is a 7-play drive for the squad from Albany and 34 yards that time for the touchdown. A touchdown by Chase Klein, and it is now 60-0 in the 2-point try. Fails. So the kickoff to Mound City, and they'll bring it back out down it at the 31-yard line. Mound City on their own 31-yard line here. Panther football with 6 minutes to go. Wind continues to blow at the back now of the Panthers here. Strong wind, it looks like, out of the north now. Had really cooled off out of Waco, Nebraska. It was down to 65 at game time out there where Ball State's Xavier Hearts playing tonight. Here's a split back to the quarterback being chased and dropped in the backfield is Creighton Roop. Creighton just didn't have anywhere to go. He'll lose yardage from the 31 back to the 25, a loss of 6. So it'll bring up a second and 16-17, we'll call it. Clock moving, 5:19 to go here in quarter number 4. Running clock, second half. Split back set, Roop has him over the ball. Split back formation, once again, he'll turn. He'll hand the ball off and run on the left side, getting away from attacker, Quentin Livingood. Livingood will pick up about 2 or 3 on the play. Then he'll bring up a third down at about 14. Third and 14. As we said, Husker football and sister station, KTNC tomorrow, 6:30 kickoff, 4:30 pregame. An update from out at Waco, Sagan Hart leading Nebraska Lutheran 26-20 with 7:22 to go in the third quarter. Third down and 14 for the Panthers. Roop under center. Runs right, looks, hit, dropped the ball on the ground. And did he control before he went out of bounds? He did. It's Albany football. I think he did. No indication from the officials. They're talking it over. Yep, Albany ball. Mound City fumbles it away. They had the quarterback wrapped up as soon as he got the football. He just didn't have anywhere to go with it. Got him around the arm, and he couldn't get back when the ball scored to lose. So at the Mound City 20-yard line, Albany has the ball again with 3:35 to go probably when they snap this ball, maybe less than that. Quarterback just now coming out on the field. Getting the play call from Coach Doug Fountain over there. Clock now down to 3:26 to go. Split man wide to the right. Quarterback will hand off. Running back run the left side to the 15-yard line. Hit and drop there. First man to hit him for Mound City, Ernie Peters again. So a gain on the play of 5 will bring up 2nd and 5. Roop on the carry for the Warriors. All right, over the football. 2nd down and 5. 2:45 left. Split man to the right. 2 backs with the quarterback. Option to the right. Late pitch. The ball on the ground as they go to Caden Griffin. Griffin able to jump back on top of it. He'll lose back the 5 they gained on the previous play. Now, it's funny, Coach Fountain's probably not going to be happy. I know it's everybody, the young players are in the ball game, but they've put the ball on the ground too many times. That's at least the 5th fumble. They've lost 3. Thrown a pick. So 3rd down and 10. Ball spotted back at the 20-yard line. And the snap is well over the quarterback's head, back beyond the 35. And it is Chase Klein to jump on the football all the way back at his own 30, or the Mound City, 39-yard line. A loss of 20, well, from the 10, from the 20 back to the 39, a loss of 19 on the play. And now they'll line up on 4th and 28 from the Mound City 39. Hand the ball straight forward, running with the football, and corralled will be Andrew Wiles. That's Zane Rippey, 18, excuse me. He'll move the ball from the 38 down to the 25, maybe the 24-yard line, a 14-yard pickup. And Mound City gets the ball back once again. Just 1:05 to go in the ball game. Mound City going to drop to 0-3 on the season. Have the ball at their own 24-yard line. A couple of more plays to run here for the Panthers tonight. Bring a motion man across, and we got a timeout. We had the wrong tight end in the wrong spot, I think. Wrong personnel package, a timeout, Mound City. We'll take a 30-second break and be back on Sunny 101.3.
C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085. Or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City, Missouri.
This is Sunny 101.3.
All right, 47 seconds up on the clock. Mound City with the football down 60-0. We've had a running clock since halftime. Panthers unable to get on track tonight against a very good Albany team. Good size, good speed. Excellent running game. They can throw it a little bit, too. So here we go. 1st and 10 for the Panthers. And the quarterback going to come around the corner with it for Mound City. That's Roop. And Roop with short yardage. Pushed out of bounds. Bring up 2nd down and 8. And give him a couple of yards on the play. And probably one more play here for the Panthers. 25 seconds to go in this one. Roop calling the snap count. He turns straight ahead on the old trap play. Running the football straight ahead to the football. That time, once again, was Ivy. Nick Ivy. Picked up just enough for a 1st down. He got 8 on the play. They'll move the chains. Mount City's ready to go. They snap it with 3 seconds to go. And a handoff, running the ball on the left side, getting away from 1 man and 2 men, Quentin Livingood. And Livingood will pick up another 1st down. He'll pick up 11 on the play, but that is going to end the ball game. Your final score tonight, the Albany Warriors 60 and the Mound City Panthers 0. We're back after this 1 minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer.
It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Farmland City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farmland City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farmland City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3.
In our Purdue State College game of the week here on Sunny 101.3, it was the Albany Warriors with a win over the Mound City Panthers by a final score of 60-0. 60-0 in the final score tonight. It was pretty much all Albany. Troy Popwell, he scored 3 touchdowns for the Warriors in this ball game. All running. Kemper Klein, the quarterback, ran for more than 160 yards. He scored 2 touchdowns and threw for another one. And the final touchdown by Chase Klein on a 4-yard run with the clock running at 6:29 to go in the fourth quarter. Albany improves to 3-0 on the year. Mound City drops to 0-3. Final score 60-0. The win goes to the Albany Warriors tonight here on Sunny 101.3. We thank you for tuning in. We'll have more Mound City football coming up later on the year. Our thanks to Logan Carver. Did a good job running the ball game tonight. And we will call that good. We'll talk to you more football coming your way next Friday on Sunny 101.3. Good night, everybody.
You've been listening to coverage of high school football here on Sunny 101.3.